When you gathered that, did you ever harvest wheat?
Yes, that's what we call it.
Okay. What would you call a small, the amount you'd tie up, you know?
A bundle.
All right. And then when you take, say, 12 of those together.
Yeah, a shock.
All right. And then talking about the amount of wheat you'd get to an acre in, by the bushel, you know,
yeah.
What would be a good yield?
Back at that time, I think if we could make 20 bushels to the acre, you'd be doing fine.
Okay. And did you raise oats?
Sometimes. We use that just for feed purposes.
All right.
To feed livestock.
And how did you harvest oats, and how did you process oats before you had a combine?
Oh, with a scythe.
All right.
Cradle, we call it.
All right. And how about getting the oats off the...
Off the stalk?
Yeah.
The animals ate it off. We didn't have no processing.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use a frail?
Frail, that would be for threshing the seed off of the bundle, off of straw, call it straw, whatever.
I see.
No, yeah, I've heard of that, but that would be where they were processing it, get it threshed.
In some barns, they have a place on the floor, they call it the frailing.
Yeah, well, I
yeah, well, I get it. That's good. Banjo picker, you know, banjo, frailing a banjo is.
You'd have to talk to Grandpa Jones.
Yeah, right. That. Well, that's what Grandpa Jones' style is called, frailing. That's exactly what it is, hitting it with your.
They have a thumb and a forefinger and whatever.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, going ahead with the discussion of grain and things. I'd like to ask you about some different kinds of bread that your mother might have made.
Well, sometimes we'd have rye, and I'd make rye bread. It's most delicious and nutritious, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's mm-hmm. had vitamins. It's mm-hmm. good for you. Yes, we've had rye bread, and then, you mean a type of bread that'd make for consumption out of anything? Well, we have called gingerbread. Sometimes they would cook it like... Well, put a little ginger in that, uh-huh. and give it pep or something, uh-huh. I don't know what, and then they'd put cinnamon in some type.
Uh-huh.
Cinnamon roll, well, yeah. I think that's something I've learned later.
Yeah, that's okay.
But they would cook maybe cinnamon cookies or something mm-hmm. like that.
What did she put in the bread to make it?
Rye?
Yeah.
Well, soda and baking powders, uh-huh. and I can't think of any
old... cake of something?
Yeast.
Yeah, well, we never, you didn't have it back then.
Have what?
Yeast, as uh-huh. far as I know.
What kind of bread do they make with yeast, though?
Loaf bread.
Okay. Did you ever call that light bread?
Yes.
Was that the same thing?
Same thing, only it's cold, dang sight tougher.
Is that right? Is that right?
Did you ever eat any of that Cuban bread, Cuban loaf?
That's kind of like French bread.
Yeah,
like
great
long,
old long
stuff.
But I'd have to have a hand dog to chew it.
That's okay. That's perfectly all right. What about bread made of cornmeal?
Oh boy, that's the best kind.
Okay.
This is called corn loaf.
Right.
Corn pone. That's
okay,
it.
Corn pone. What about a?
That puts me in mind of dog patch.
Yeah. Yeah, Mammy and Pappy Yoko.
Yeah, Yoko.
I interviewed a family in Tennessee called the Yokums.
Was that
right?
Mean?
Honestly, right. And
they,
right up near Cumberland Gap.
Yeah.
And they were the her husband was the vice president of the bank. This
yeah.
is in Tazewell, Tennessee. It's right up near Cumberland Gap, right?
Oh,
right when you're going into Kentucky.
Yeah, that's deeper than I've ever been in Tennessee.
Right.
Yep.
It's strange country up there.
I
it's
know,
all really out of the South, you know,
yeah.
and it's really
all hillbillies up
there. Well, pretty much so, but it was the dialect, the way they talk is really, it's really different.
It's fascinating.
Because they're so far apart from the rest of the South. I want to ask about some, can you think of any different kinds of cornbread other than just pone?